Okay, folks, we're back. Lynn Woolley here, 1-866-895-6442. Lloyd Chapman, the president of the American Small Business League, is my guest. The American Small Business League has just come out with an endorsement for President of the United States. Before we do that, Lloyd, and we tell everybody who you're for, your organization is backing. I believe that government contracts to businesses, to private businesses, should be based on merit and merit alone.
Well, when you say merit, what does that mean exactly?
It means that the organization, the business, is competent to do the job that the government is hiring them to do.
Well, do you think that small businesses are not competent?
Well, of course I think small businesses are competent. When they're competent, when they're not, they're not, just like large businesses.
All right. Well, I think Lynn, what we're, you know, again, what I think about is I think we should all comply with federal law. Could you agree with that?
Sure, even immigration law.
All right. Well, federal law says that 23% of all federal contracts should go to small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
not happening.
Sure. That's percentage politics that so that organizations like yours can go to the federal government and say, I want my part of it. We have the Farm Bill for that, too. It's part of what's got this country in such an economic situation that it's in. But let me ask you this. Who are you and your organization supporting for president?
We're supporting Senator Barack Obama, and he's the only individual running for president that did not vote for legislation to make it harder for people to, you know, file bankruptcy, and he was the only person that's running for president that was against the war in Iraq. I believe the polls show that 75% of all Americans want us out of Iraq. And I think Senator McCain says he wants to stay in Iraq for another 100 years.
Okay, Lloyd, I've about heard that one until I'm tired of it. What Senator McCain said was that we leave Iraq when it benefits America for us to leave Iraq. We've been in Korea for 50 years. And if we have to keep some troops in Iraq to make sure that radical Islam does not destroy Western civilization, that's what we do. Obama's still wet behind the ears. I can't imagine that this country wouldn't get attacked fairly soon with a President Obama.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and when we went into Iraq, we supposedly went into Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction.
They did.
And there was a relationship with Al-Qaeda. And hadn't it been shown now, Lynn, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, there was no relationship between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda? But now, after we've attacked Iraq, now they're, you know, now Al-Qaeda's there, right? So, but anyway, you know, like I said,
how did Saddam Hussein gas the Kurds if he didn't have any weapons of mass destruction?
Well, you know, it depends on what you call weapons of mass destruction.
I guess it does, doesn't it?
But
it also depends on what you call a woman-owned business.
Yeah. Well, you know, I we're talking about a federal law. And if someone, you know, I think you and I both agree that we need to comply with the laws in America. We can't have a country. See, President Bush says we're a nation of laws. So we can't have a country.
Well, he doesn't when it comes to illegal immigration. Those are laws he chooses not to enforce.
You know, again, I think, you know, we have to comply with the law. And, America would be a pretty rough place to live if people said, well, I don't agree with that law. So we can't have a civilized society if we say we're only going to comply with the laws that I agree with. See, a lot of people don't agree that they shouldn't be able to, you know, kick in your front door and come rob you, right? So we have to comply with the laws, and the laws say that 23% of all government contracts go to the small businesses where most Americans work.
Yeah, how do you suppose
it's a good idea.
How do we get that law, Lloyd?
It was actually passed by Eisenhower back in the 50s, 1953. And I think it came out of the realization out of World War II that small businesses were really important to the nation's economy and to the war effort, and they wanted to pass some legislation to help, you know, small businesses grow and prosper.
Right. And do you really think that if Obama is elected president that you're going to get what your group wants out of Obama as opposed to Hillary or McCain?
Yeah, we do. And, again, one reason I like Obama is because the polls show that he can win. The most recent polls I've seen on in Time magazine and CNN show that Hillary, you know, couldn't win, but Obama could. But I just like Obama's politics more. And I'm just concerned about the Clinton dynasty, so to speak. And
I think we were all concerned about that. All right. Well, Lloyd, we're out of time. Interesting conversation. Again, apologize for my voice.
That's about okay, Lynn.
Best I can muster. And I would wish you luck in getting Obama elected, but I'm going to have to go the other route.
That's okay.
All right.
Thanks
Lloyd
for having
Chappell.
Me on the show, Lynn.
All right. Thank you very much. His website, by the way, www.asbl.com. That's the American Small Business League. And we'll be right back.
The Logic lines are open. Call Len now at 1-866-89-LOGIC. That's 1-866-89-LOGIC.